Gord Drummond from Tim Hortons in Peace River, Valley View, and I guess about to be Fairview, correct?
Well, if everything goes right, yes. We're hopeful that we're going to see an opening there in late November, maybe early December. We would prefer November if we could get it then, but, you know, construction is construction, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. Gord, another Smile Cookie campaign is getting underway next week. First of all, comments on the fact that everybody is always looking forward to this, are they not?
Oh, yes. Yes, 1,000% accurate. Like, it's always been something that's been near and dear to us in terms of the Smile Cookie program, you know, a week-long fundraiser for some organization in the past, and we've hooked up with Casey Sonata and Always Find a Reason to Smile, and it just seems to have touched everybody, and honestly we're so honored and proud that we can be part of what she's doing, that this is it's really, I mean, I'm having a hard time to really grasp the words around this, but we're honored to be part of it. We really are.
Some of the other charities that are being benefited from this include the Knowledge Tree Learning Center in Valley View. How important is it to get in touch with them as well?
Well, it's an important thing for Valley View, for sure. I mean, Valley View is as you know, is even a smaller community. With the interesting part of it, it has essentially a small city traveling through it every day,
mm-hmm.
right? So it can, some of these things that they require, from a customer perspective, it can completely, from a guest perspective, it's easy to overlook what their needs are. Because you're traveling through, you actually don't get right into the heart of the community, right? So Valley View is a big part of what we do, and we're happy to be part of that, and it's important to them, you know. So we just want to do our part.
The biggest thing about doing our part, I guess, is the fact that the public contributes to it so much. They order it by the cookie fill, or they order it by the box fill, or they order it by the truck. Well, I've never seen anybody order it by the truck full, but hey, if they want to, go ahead. How much public contribution, and how much does everybody look forward to the fact that the public steps up to the plate in a program like this?
It's all about the public. It's 100% about the public, right? Like this is the thing about the Smile Cookie program. Like, it doesn't happen unless the public's ready to support it. Nobody has to come in and buy their Smile Cookies, right? They could go over and buy a donut, and then it doesn't happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, you know what I mean? They could buy another baked good or whatever. It's all about the public wanting to be part of something. We're just happen to be the conduit in terms of people coming in and buying a Smile Cookie that then goes to Always Find a Reason to Smile. So it's absolutely a brilliant way for, I hope that most people, when they're buying a dozen cookies or one cookie or 100 cookies, it doesn't really matter, but they I hope they take a sense of pride that and ownership that they're part of that now, because they are, right? It doesn't happen because we're making Smile Cookies. It happens because they're buying them.
I guess I'm sort of old school in saying this. Is it the old adage of what's a drink without a nosh? Or am I being, way too old school on this?
Maybe a little bit. You might want to move that forward a couple of decades.
but still, it's good, especially when you dunk them, right?
Yeah, 100%. This is really actually very, most people that know me are going to find this funny that I have a hard time coming up with words, and I have a hard time talking about a subject, because usually you can't get me to shut up, right? But this just, it's so right. This is so right to be part of this. And even you guys phoning me up and asking me about it, and you know, obviously you're going to give it airtime. That's going to help. It's going to help. We know that. We know that. And we're grateful for I'm grateful for this. We are grateful for this phone call, right? Like, we're in a tough time right now. Like, you know, everybody's coming through, and hopefully maybe we're getting in the rearview mirror of the pandemic, and all these things, like you phoning me up, asking me about these things, are all benefits.
Gord, I appreciate your time. I wish you all the best for the campaign that's happening next week. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, look, at the thanks goes out to you. Like seriously, because like I said, man, I threw you under the bus a couple times there. I got to tell you, man, your perseverance is brilliant. I went, man, I cannot do this. Fourth or fifth time, I cannot ignore this phone call anymore, right?
Yeah.
So I appreciate your perseverance. I suspected it was around the smile cookie, because obviously this is on us. And look at, you need to take a bit of a bow here to the success of the smile cookie as well, the radio station, because, this helps it. So thank you.